I came upon this manila envelope that had been among the accumulated mail. I opened it, and it was addressed to me. And inside were two religious magazines, and the magazines were wrapped in plastic, sealed in plastic. So I ripped open the plastic. I took out the magazines, and I opened the English magazine. And the act of opening the magazine was the detonating device for a bomb. The ceiling in three rooms blew out. There was a hole in the floor. And I can still remember what happened. The actual explosion, it's still something with me. Pain of a scale that I didn't think a human being could ever experience. I remember going into darkness. Being thrown backwards by the force of the bomb. The exact angle saved my life that I opened it. If I'd opened it in something like this, a table like this, it would have killed me because it would have knocked out the heart or knocked off the head. But because I was opening it down in a low angle, it blew off my hands. I lost an eye, my eardrums were shattered. In my mind, there was somebody obviously who typed my name on an envelope. A woman or a man who typed that bomb. Also somebody who made it, who created it. And I have often asked the question about the person who made it, the person who typed my name. What did they tell their children that night that they did that day? How did they describe when they said, how was your day today? What did they say that they actually did on that day? Things I've been thinking even this morning. Do I want to meet the person who made the bomb? The answer is it depends. I don't know if I could cope with somebody who doesn't care. I don't know if I could cope with somebody for whom there is no issue. Who's perhaps so dehumanized that it doesn't matter that you make bitter bombs. But if there is somebody who is trapped by what they have done, what they've been part of, do, perhaps to me and perhaps to many others, then I'd love to meet them. Where we could begin to discover each other's common humanity. And of course, you know, if somebody said, I was sorry, but I would want to ask them what they do for a living now, if they still make letter bombs. I'm not sure what that would mean. But again, if that person, if there's sorrow and they're living their life in a new way, I'd love to be able to say to them, of course, I forgive you in that context. Thank you very much.